Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation. Sitting in for Portia and Brat, we got some double trouble in the building. We got Vanessa Fraction.
Yeah.
And Trina Braxton in the house.
Hey. Back like we never left.
Indeed. Now, later in the show, Salma Hayek and Samuel L. Jackson teach us how to be badass. Plus, are you having enough sex? We'll tell you how much you need to be having according to your age. But first, let's talk money. Jennifer Lawrence has been dethroned.
What?
No. Emma Stone has taken Jennifer's top spot as the world's highest paid actress.
Nice.
Now, Jen previously topped the Forbes list for the past 2 years in a row. And to make matters worse, she didn't even get knocked down to number two. She's in the number three spot.
Mm.
Really?
Down the tray.
I mean, before she had some franchises to fall back
on.
She's been in the X-Men movies.
Yes.
She also had the Hunger Games franchise to fall back on. So she's been doing a little bit more artsy stuff as of lately.
Good
but
for her.
Whatevs. Jen earned $24 million in the last 12 months.
Not bad.
And with the success of La La Land, Emma Stone also got $26 million this year, plus an Oscar to show for.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yes. Now, that raises you up now. That's what take you up, that Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another Jennifer in the number two spot. That's going to be Jennifer Aniston. She made $25.5 million and rounded out the top five is Melissa McCarthy and Mila Kunis. But interestingly enough, like the top earning male actor of last year was The Rock.
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, yes.
How much?
$64.5 million.
That's $1 million a week.
Yeah. Wow,
but
that's nice.
But before, I didn't hear any African-American women, honey, in this million-dollar spot.
Yeah, we got to do better.
We have to do better, and we have to do better with women getting paid more money. How much you said Emma had at the top spot?
Well, The Rock is also in everything.
I need you to say one more time, how much did Emma have for the top
Emma
spot?
Emma made $26 million.
And how much did The Rock have?
$64.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
But The Rock is like a slutty actor. He can't say no. Like, The Rock is literally in everything.
Don't you do him like that.
All right, y'all know. Apparently, honey, white people don't know who John Legend is. Y'all know who he is?
What? Of course we know who he is.
Ordinary person.
Well, let me tell you then. John Legend and Alicia Keys, honey, were guests on a recent episode of James Cohen's Carpool Karaoke. Ooh,
nice. I like Carpool Karaoke.
And after singing y'all a rendition of Pharrell's Happy, John said, white women think I'm Pharrell sometimes.
They don't really look anything alike.
No, not at all.
Even musically, they're like miles apart.
Maybe it's the eyes. Maybe it's the eyes.
Maybe it's the skin color.
No. They all like khaki.
You said khaki?
Did you say the khaki color caramel?
Khaki blackies.
Yeah. You called him a khaki blackie. I'm done today.
He looks a little bit like Gucci Mane to me, though.
Because you're a racist.
Let's just put it out there. Gary's a white woman.
But anyway, y'all, are there any white celebrities, y'all, that you guys always get mixed up?
Yes.
Boom.
I don't know their names. That's why I mix them up. That's what I'm saying to you. Yes, all the time. This may sound just as ridiculous. J-Lo's cup is about as gorgeous as she is.
How was that?
Well, recently some photos emerged on Jennifer Lopez on the set of her show Shades of Blue. And just take a look at that bedazzled cup. Now, that's a cup for you, honey. Yeah.
See, if you really wanted to make it a J-Lo cup, the bottom would be wide and the top would be thin.
I'm done with you.
I'm just saying.
Well, to make it unique, they put her name on it, Headcrack. Okay. I thought that might work.
Where can I buy this cup?
I don't even know if it's on the market right now, but that is a bad cup. I love it.
Maybe they sell it on Goop.
Yeah.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Probably do.
Yes.
But they going crazy over this bedazzled cup. But I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and they have been, as you call it, bedazzling cups for forever. There's a brother on Madison. Well, a couple of, we'll just call them what they are. A couple pimps on Madison brought it all out, and they would bedazzle their chalice. Is that how you say it? It was called a pimp cup, or you know what I mean?
I think it's ridiculous that she would drink out such a thing.
You would think that.
Yeah, I mean, here I got my styrofoam cup, and here she's drinking out of a bedazzled cup.
I'm going to tell you this. If you did have a bedazzled cup, I think it would step your look up.
You think so?
I do. If you have your cup was bedazzled, it would, like, hit off the shirt. Like, you, it, yeah.
You would look royal.
Very royal.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I'm going to drink out of this, my tea.
It makes you look cheap.
Alright, so I don't know about y'all, but I am very pumped up about the eclipse that is taking place on Monday. Atlanta is almost in a path of totality, which means it's almost going to be pitch black around here.
Yes.
But for those who are living under a rock and have no idea what I'm talking about, on Monday, all of North America will be treated to an eclipse of the sun. And if you set your watch to about 2:37 right here in Atlanta, the moon will block the sun by about 75%.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Well, I bought some of those eclipse glasses.
Did you? How much were they?
They were $1.99.
No.
Yes.
I thought for sure they would have hiked the price.
I got them from K. Rogers.
Who is that?
It's K. Rogers.
Well, most people call it Kroger.
Now, well, I'm pumped about a total eclipse of the heart, baby. Yes, honey. Now, heck, right, during that path of totality that you were talking about, now, Miss Bonnie Tyler, now, she will be on board of the Royal Caribbean's Total Eclipse Cruise performing her 1983 hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I love that song.
I Total Eclipse.
Say what?
I'm going to let her do it. I'm going to let her do it.
Legally do it without having to clear it.
I really didn't know the rest.
No one does but her.
All right, moving on. You all know Cindy Crawford, right?
Yes, honey. She's a huge supermodel, honey. So is her daughter, too.
Yeah. Oh, funny that you mentioned her daughter, Kaya. Kaya, Gary. You on the money, honey. Because
yes.
This story is actually all about her. She did an interview recently with Teen Vogue, and she confessed she didn't really even know that her mom was so famous until the third grade.
What?
Yes. Kind of. Well, she said, and I quote, "I think it was only on my 8th birthday at Disneyland that I started to understand what was going on. I wanted to take pictures with the princesses, and everyone wanted to take pictures with her."
Oh.
Oh. Mm. But her in a good way. I said her.
Right.
I mean, her. Yeah, my mom. Everybody was taking pictures with her mom.
I mean, it makes it like, you know, because at home, mom is mom. Mom is making you sandwiches.
Right, exactly.
She's running your bathtub.
Right.
Like, I mean, your kids, did they understand that you were Trina Braxton when you were growing up?
Yeah, did they?
I mean, when we went, like, to the malls and stuff like that, and they just wanted a shop for school. And they're like, oh, my gosh, really, you want to take a picture? And I look really wrong most of the time, so, you know. But my sons, they really don't care.
I'm trying to think, is there anybody that is regular to me now that I was just hyped up? Well, Gary, you're such a celebrity and everything.
Yes! Yes!
But now that I've been on the show a few times, honey, you just Gary.
Okay.
I'm just...
All right, y'all, it is Friday. Not quite hump day, but we can still talk about sex, can't we?
It's the X.
Now, some of you may be thinking, hey, I had enough sex for my age, but some of y'all...
I'm not thinking that.
See, you fall into this other percentage that you're not having enough sex for your age.
I'm not.
Well, there's a guessing game that you can now stop because researchers from the Kinsey Institute for Research and Sex have put out the numbers. If you're between the ages of 18 and 29 years old, you're probably having the most sex.
Okay.
Really?
It's estimated that peeps in that age range get down for the crown about 112 times a year.
Okay.
Really?
That still seems low. When I was... Well, never mind. Go ahead. Finish the story.
I mean, I don't know if these are counting like solo missions, but, you know, like 112 is pretty... Yeah, somewhat respectable.
I'm going to be respectable and go on with the story.
Let's talk about the age range of 30 to 39. It's more like 86 times a year. And basically, that breaks down to about once a week. If you're between the ages of 40 and 49, you're only getting it 69 times a year, they say.
That's not true.
Like that number, but not for that reason.
You wanna up the average?
I hope that's not true. I fall into that range.
Really?
But you know, I know the truth of the matter.
What?
That is actually, I'm not even having it once a week.
Really?
So, yeah. Somebody pray for me and pray for her, too.
Well, here's where I didn't break it down. They're saying it slows down mostly because of the stresses of life take over, and it's just harder to find the time to get busy.
No, that's why I need it. It's just harder to find a mate to do it with.
It's not a stress reliever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I need more of it, because I'm stressed. I need to release. I'm a very happy woman, but I just think I would be happier with more sex.
Or chocolate.
That's what I was talking about. Chocolate.
Well, honey, don't go away, because after the break, we are talking about the 90s, baby.
Yes, baby,
the 90s, honey. And the best things about that decade. But of course, I'm too young to remember. I was a baby, honey. A child. Next.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Wow. The iconic 90s boy band 98 Degrees is definitely hotter than ever.
Oh.
Yes. They reunited back in 2012, and the guys were recently asked what they miss most about the 90s. And it got me a little nostalgic for that time.
Why?
Because, well, let's just read what he said. Jeff Timmons said, it was an innocent time. Social media wasn't prevalent. Fans would camp out to see you instead of just tweeting about it. We would get out there and interact with them. And then Nick Lachey added that he missed the fact that people would actually buy records. I want to bring back music videos and the fact that you were able to watch them on MTV or BET or wherever you watched them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with him.
I do too.
Yeah. Because you go to shows, everybody's like tweeting about being at the show.
Right.
Enjoying the show.
True.
Everybody streams everything.
True.
But what's one of the things y'all most miss about the 90s?
The music.
You definitely had good R&B. Oh, my goodness. I lived for... And all those groups, like As Yet, Portrait, Intro. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Brownstone, Jay.
Jodeci.
It was just going down during that time.
Escape.
Come on now, Escape.
The Supremes. No.
Got to throw the Brackens in there.
Please put the Brackens in there. Don't think I didn't have y'all albums.
You understand But you know, the reality of it is, back in the 90s, you couldn't wait for that next album to come out.
Right.
Nowadays, you know, you can just buy one single at a time, you know, with this whole digital era. I remember listening to an album front and back. Remember we had the A side and the B side?
Yes.
I'm talking about A, okay, but you looked forward to that.
Crystal Pepsi. Remember when Crystal Pepsi came out?
Hmm. What's the song?
No, it was a drink.
Oh, the clear Pepsi.
Yeah, the clear Pepsi.
I remember that.
Crystal Pepsi had a moment. I know that the number of carats in a diamond are really important to, like, some people.
Oh, yeah.
There's some situations that you could actually find an actual carat in a diamond.
Do explain.
Okay. Well, there was an 84-year-old woman by the name of Mary Graham. She lost a diamond engagement ring about 13 years ago while working in a garden.
Wow. Hmm.
So the ring was given to her in 1951, a year before she married her husband, Norman. And despite looking high and low for it all those years ago, she thought it was gone for good.
Wow.
Hmm. But when her daughter-in-law recently was doing some gardening, she discovered this.
Ooh.
That looks familiar.
Surprise, surprise. How did it grow like that? She just left it in there? It took that carrot
really
13 years?
Gardening, and then like, you know, fell into the ground. The carrot grew around it. You know, like, engorged in it, and boom, there you go.
Really? Mm,
it does look engorged.
It, you know?
Yeah.
Mm, like it hurt.
A ring, ring for the ding, ding.
Mm.
It's like...
A carrot in a carrot.
So Sally Graham's husband, Norman, died about 5 years ago, not after the couple's 60th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
But she's happy to finally have the ring back because of my husband.
Really?
Aww.
That's super sweet.
Did you ever lost something you thought it was gone for good and it was going to come back?
Yeah, his name was Keith.
All right, y'all, it's time for some Dish fan shout-outs.
Yay!
Dish fan shout out. Now, this first one goes out to CC Falcone Daniels. Now, she tweeted us, seriously, Dish Nation, I don't know what I'd do without you. Literally ended every day with belly ass chuckling, honey. She said, I love y'all. Hashtag never missing an episode.
Oh, hey, CC.
Hey.
That's so dope. Go, CC. Go, CC.
Anyway, y'all, and this one goes out to Shelton Boy, honey. Shelton tweeted us, honey, some tea from St. Louis writing, I'm at the shop, and Gary with the tea, honey, was on Dish Nation. And one barber said, I'm tired of his sweet ass.
Oh!
Yes. You take it any way you want.
You can take that anyway.
Take it as a compliment.
A compliment?
Hello. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Shelton, honey, like they say, honey, just keep on talking, because as long as you're talking about me, bad publicity turns into good publicity. Yeah. And I'm going to take lemons and make lemonade.
Mm, sip
sweet
that.
Lemonade.
Sip that.
Yes.
And I'm going to add some tea and make it an Arnold Palmer.
Hey. Ooh. Now tell your barber to cut that.
Now.
All right, Vanessa, Trina,
yes.
You guys know about the Dish Nation app?
No, tell me about
it. Allow me to tell you guys and our friends at home. Well, listen, you need to download our Dish Nation app on iTunes right now to get the latest entertainment news and special behind-the-scenes fun. Do it.
Got it.
See, that was easy. All right, y'all. Coming up next, we talk to the stars of The Hitman's Bodyguard, Samuel L. Jackson and Salma Hayek. Don't go nowhere. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Now, you guys love movies, right?
Yeah.
Well, hitting theaters this weekend is The Hitman's Bodyguard, and we sent the homie Andrew Freund to sit down with some of the cast. Check it out.
AAA-rated executive protection agent. wanted hitman in the world. My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
I want to play a little game with you guys. I have some people that you know, and you tell me who you would rather be guarded by.
Okay.
So there's two people. So first, we'll start with you. Antonio Banderas or Will Smith?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. Antonio. Because he's just crazier.
Yeah.
He'll just get all fired up and do anything in that moment.
Jamie Foxx or Kurt Russell?
Kurt.
Yeah, I don't want to with Kurt Russell. Like, he looks like he could just kill you by looking at you.
Well, and he's packing.
True. True.
Always that.
Matthew Perry or Kevin James?
Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Kevin James is so good at kickboxing.
Really?
Oh, it would blow your mind. He's actually fierce. He's so good. And, you know, he...
Something I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
Who would you want to guard you, Ryan or Sam?
I would trust Salma Hayek, I think. Yeah. Those two, I'm not so sure, you know? I'm not... I mean, I would have a good laugh with them. Yeah. But, no, I would not trust any of them.
So if hit the fan, Salma would throw down?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Trust her.
You about done?
Okay, on three.
One.
My bad.
The last time we were together, you showed me how to properly smack someone upside the head.
Uh-huh.
So you guys have both played tough characters in the past. Toughen me up. What do I gotta do to be a tough guy? What do I do? And is there a phrase in Spanish I could say to sound tough, maybe?
No me.
No me.
See, but I don't know, you might have to beat that one.
Oh no, is that a bad word?
In some countries, in Latin America, and in some countries, it's not.
You have to teach him to say something that won't get his ass whipped.
no te metas conmigo.
¿Qué?
No te metas conmigo.
No te metas conmigo.
Sí.
¿Sí?
That okay. means don't mess with me.
Okay, no te metas conmigo.
No te metas conmigo.
Metas.
Lots of T's. No te metas conmigo.
No te metas conmigo.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
And what do I need to do, Sam, to toughen me up?
You'll be reborn as a tough guy. Wait till your next life. Don't mess with it in this one.
All right, fair enough. Touche.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. How many of y'all like twins?
I love twins.
Kind of got something like that. It's time for it. It's the damn girl. You look like Selena Gomez. The internet has been freaking out over this Instagram account of a 22-year-old woman from Mexico named Sofia Solares.
Mm.
Well, because basically she looks just like Selena Gomez.
Well,
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Shut my mouth.
Now, the one on the left is actually Sophia, and Selena's the one on the right. I didn't even know. They both look like children.
Well, I could tell because the girl on the left, she has a longer forehead. If you take a look.
Okay.
I'm petty.
And her lips are a little fuller, but
just
still.
A little bit. I love her
very
lips.
Close.
Her lips are, Sophia.
Very close.
Oh, has anybody ever, like, you know, confused y'all with somebody or said you look like a celebrity?
Well, some people said I look a little bit like Toni Braxton.
Well, yeah.
But other people said Ashanti. I never understood that.
Oh.
I would have thought that.
Cheekbones and get some more sideburn. You'll kill it. Get a little more sideburn. That'd be Ashanti.
I did hear once Arsenio Hall, but I don't.
Maybe brothers, but no, I think God broke the mold when he made you.
Thank you.
Aw, look at Trina. Baby. I like how you said that. Arsenio. Woo.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.